I tell you, the thought process was rather strange. Mr. Goldschmidt phoned me one day. He was in charge of this bicentennial. And he said that he decided that I should write for the Orford Quartet Semen Variation on Mozart. And when I hung the phone, I said, was thinking about it, singing, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that, because what's the point? I mean, if I write variation in my own style, it has nothing to do with Mozart, and if I write it in the Mozart style, then everybody will say, and quite rightly so, well, it's okay, but Mozart could have done it better. So I thought, what's the point? And so I was thinking, actually, I tell you what happened, because I was thinking about, of course, the Requiem by Mozart was always one of my favorite works of his, despite the fact that he didn't finish it. And because it was a bicentennial of his death, I was thinking more and more about the Requiem, and then I said to myself, rather than to write a Semen Variation, I will just write one work without interruption, which would be something like the tone poems by, not in style, but in form, like what Liszt did and Strauss did and lots of other ones. In other words, you use a few themes and completely change them in the character and so on. And so I took, decided I will take three of the main themes. In the first part, the Kyrie, you know, the double fugue, tam pa pam pam pa. I forgive my singing, but in case somebody listens, at least they know what I'm singing about. Then I took 12 bars from the Lacrimosa. This is actually the last 12 bars Mozart wrote before he died. He didn't finish the Lacrimosa, but these 12 bars are so beautiful that my quartet starts with them. And the third theme I took is Dies Irae. These three themes were enough for me to write the whole work. But I must say, the only thing I should add, as you know, Mozart wasn't able to finish the work. It was finished by a student of his called Süssmayr. And I had to check to make sure that I'm not going to use any of Süssmayr's music, although I must say, with all respect to Mr. Süssmayr, that he did a wonderful job. But strangely enough, the work, themes which I wanted to use, were really by Mozart.